It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, it is time for our regular active physical therapy update. And with me in the studio is Scott Corkin, who is athletic trainer with the Ishpeming Clinic of Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
You got a hold of me the other day and said, hey, you know, I'm scheduled to come in and I want to talk about Achilles tendonitis. So let's start there. What is Achilles tendonitis and what causes it?
Well, I thought, you know, talking about Achilles tendonitis would be a really good idea because it affects quite a few people, especially the male population as they age. What it is, as everybody knows, your Achilles tendon attaches your calf muscles to the back of your heel. And what happens is you get small little tears in it that create pain, swelling, thickness in that tendon, which can be very debilitating.
So what causes that when that starts to happen?
It usually occurs in people that run a lot. The weekend warrior type person, I like to say, the guy that goes and plays basketball a couple nights a week, maybe on the weekends. People that in their jobs have to climb a lot of stairs or have to work on a lot of uneven surfaces, they're very susceptible to it.
Now, you mentioned that you see it more in men than women. Is there any reason why that is, you think, or is it just because some of the things that guys do or what?
Yeah, I think maybe it's because of a lot of the activities. You know, guys probably participate in more than women. Not saying, you know, there's a lot of women out there that run, and it does happen in women, but it's just, it for some reason, it's a lot more prevalent in males.
So what are some of the common symptoms that if someone has this, what are some of the things they might start to feel?
So what you're going to have is pain along the Achilles tendon. It could either be up high or close to the muscle, or it could be down really low, right at your back of your heel. The tendon usually gets kind of thick, tender, notice swelling there.
Start feeling this pain kind of either in the back there or by the ankle behind it.
Yeah, especially when you raise up on your toes.
Oh, okay. So like if you're doing something where you're reaching and you go up, you'll feel it back there. You'll know something's not right. We're talking with Scott Corkin this morning, active physical therapy update. He is an athletic trainer with the Ishpeming Clinic for Active. We're talking about Achilles tendonitis. These symptoms, they might flare up when someone is actually doing something. Maybe they're working, they're playing sports or something. This is when you'll feel it.
Yes. One of the other big signs of it is when you first get up in the morning, you'll feel pain there.
Oh, okay.
And that's just from that tendon kind of shortening over the course of the night.
Oh, okay.
And then you go to step down and it lengthens and it's painful.
It doesn't sound that actually uncommon. You hear about this in a lot of people. This is, we're talking about Achilles tendonitis with Scott Corkin. He is an athletic trainer with the Ishpeming Clinic from Active Physical Therapy. Today we're talking about Achilles tendonitis, something, Scott, that people feel maybe if they're out playing sports, get up in the morning, it's in the back by the ankle, by the Achilles tendon. Are there some things maybe that people can do that either could prevent it or at least maybe manage or treat it on their own?
Yes. One of the big things is when you start to increase your running program or what it may be, just do it very gradually. Don't go from running 1 mile a day to 5 miles a day. That's where you're going to get in trouble.
I was going to ask you about that real quick. I was going to say, like, this sounds like it could be something that you feel maybe if you try to do something too quick or you get intense and active on something that maybe you haven't, and that could make it show up too, right?
Yes, definitely. Another important thing is, you know, make sure you're wearing really good shoes and the correct shoes for the activity that you're participating in, especially if you have flat feet. A good arch support is very important.
So these are the kinds of things that could help if you're trying to treat it or manage it on your own or prevent it. When should you be thinking about bringing in a visit to the doctor? Maybe when should you go to the doctor if it's happening?
I mean, if this pain is lasting, you know, more than 2 to 3 weeks, you probably want to get it addressed.
So this can be temporary. It should be temporary. Maybe as the tendon lengthens, it kind of gets more conditioned. So it shouldn't be like, I guess, a chronic thing.
No, it's definitely treatable. And the quicker you do treat it, the quicker you can recover from it.
Okay. So, well, let's talk about that angle of it. You bring in a visit to the doctor, you get diagnosed with it. Where does something like physical therapy come in with this now?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things we can do for it. Different stretches, strengthening, you know, the musculature of the calf is very important. And we do have a treatment also that drives, it's a little machine that drives an anti-inflammatory medication into your body, you know, which works very well because that Achilles tendon is kind of real superficial to the skin.
Okay, so it's easy to get into it then.
Yes.
So if people have questions, maybe they want to get a hold of you at Active Physical Therapy, maybe find out more about this condition, maybe when they should talk to you guys, you know, that sort of thing? What's the best way to find you?
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a clinic in Ishpeming and in the Country Village and in Marquette across from the medical center. You can also find us on the web at stayactiveup.com, and you can follow us on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Sure. So really the word is if you're feeling this, start looking into it, get it taken care of, because it can be treated.
Yes. And like I said, the quicker you get in for treatment, the quicker it'll go away.
Scott Corkin is an athletic trainer. He's with the Ishpeming Clinic of Active Physical Therapy, joining me today with our Active Physical Therapy update. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk with you soon. All right. If you missed any of our interview with Scott, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the Active Physical Therapy websites and all other information as well. Make sure that you can find out more about Achilles tendonitis, how they can help you, and how you can help make it end if you're feeling it. We got much more to come on this Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.